وشعير وعنب وزيت وتين ورمل وتمر وبيت بلاد بر وشعير وعنب وزيت وتين ورمل وتمر وبيت بلاد بر وشعير وعنب وزيت وتين.
Portable Homelands and Wandering Women in AWA's album Beiti Firasi. The jingling of goat bells, an animal cry, and diffuse sounds of vehicles, seagulls, and snippets of human conversation. Only then the chanting begins. Land of wheat and barley, grape and olive, fig and pomegranate of date and home. The three voices are synchronized to perfection, the pitch crystal clear and at times bordering subtly on the irritating. The lines are borrowed from the Torah book Dvarim, Deuteronomy, and describe the seven species which symbolize the bounty and blessing of the biblical land of Israel. In the Israeli sister trio Ewa's interpretation, however, the promising words are chanted in Arabic, with lingering trilled R's, and as the electronic beat finally settles in, Ewa sing in rap of flight and displacement. Where will I stake my home? You have a tent for now. Of readjustment and loss. And I will learn the language, lose the accent. And of alienation and rejection. I came to you fleeing, but you saw me as primitive. The song Hanamashu al Yaman, here is not Yemen, is the second music video release from Ewa's 2019 concept album Beiti Firasi, translating to My Home is in My Head, which the sisters dedicate to their paternal great-grandmother, Rachel, whose 1949 journey from Yemen to Israel as a single mother is recounted in 14 songs, which seemingly flow into each other with repeating verses and sounds. They tell of hardship and destitution, over the surprisingly upbeat sonic landscape of Yawatani, my homeland, which initially narrates the loss of home, I will take the hunger, my total despair, and then pairs it with resilience, I will take my mother's language and the strength within me. And finally proclaims the formidable fluidness of belonging as portable homeland. I will take my home. Just as Ewa's critically acclaimed first studio album, Habib Galbi, Love of My Heart, explored Jewish Yemeni women's oral folklore, Beiti Firasi sounds female empowerment through the challenges and shifting gender relations brought about by forced mobility and migration. Faced with poverty and pressures of assimilating into a newly formulated Israeliness, Olim, literally those who ascend, Jewish immigrants, were not only expected to shed their various languages for the project of a unifying monolingualism, but to abandon their diasporic cultural particularities for the sake of a reimagined nationalized sense of selfhood. While Ewa's choice to recount their female ancestor stories of loss and relocation in their native Arabic dialect is in itself an act of reimagination of lost continuity, their focus on the specificity of the gendered experiences of family and role renegotiation in the wake of flight and migration are a key theme of their newest work. Wandering and wandering women are present in all songs, restless, unlucky, but with ironic spite, as in Mudbira, translating to unlucky one, in which it says, I can't stay in one place. Men come and go. My first was arranged and smelled foul. The second pinched like an old shoe. And the third? Who knows? Who knows? Accusatory and assertive, an alternatingly clipped and sensual vocal delivery as in Mintirt al-Firash, underneath the rug. I've taken the children. You're left with the shit. I was a mute by your side, but now I am singing. Unsafe and alone, but also curious and with a sense of wonder, as the contrasting songs Malhuga, Haunted, I haven't gotten any rest since I arrived, with neither a friend nor acquaintance, I sleep with one eye open. And Al-Assad, the lion, I'm not alone tonight, I'm trespassing tonight, and here he is standing guard, attest to. Or triumphant and rebellious as the title track Beiti Firasi, which celebrates the migrant woman with marching drumbeat and distorted keyboard and vocals and demands, what is home? You tell me. I'm a woman, I'm a man, I'm a journey. What is family? You tell me. At times I'm a man, at times I'm a woman, a mother and a father to my little girl. Far from the common portrayal of migrant women as passive, oppressed, or just simply invisible, AWA re-inscribed their women ancestors into discourses on gender, family, and migrancy with resounding voices and multifaceted sonic interventions. Throughout enjoyable and feverishly danceable, AWA's music has attracted translocal and diverse listenerships, which also include large post-migrant audiences of origins in the MENA region, as my fieldwork at live concerts in Berlin can attest to. As a space of temporary utopia, the concert hall therefore allows for and facilitates shared experiences in negotiations of longing, belonging, of home and of homelessness beyond nationalized and ethnicized divides. Just as the chanted Torah verses of Hanno Mashual Yaman are deliberately ambivalent as to the whereabouts of the magical and longed-for place in the ambiguous geographies of migrant experiences that collapse the binary trajectory of home and exile, Ewa's song tells her stories, which encompass, acknowledge, and embrace equally loss and reinvention, despair, and resilience. You were listening to Alexa Altman for the Institute of Asia and Africa Studies newsletter, podcast edition, volume 6.